What's News? I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. Apple is teaming up with Goldman Sachs to offer a credit card paired with the iPhone. More on this coming up. First, here are some headlines. The White House said it had cut off talks with California over a proposed rollback of fuel efficiency standards established under President Obama. A statement accused the California Air Resources Board of failing to put forward a productive alternative to the Trump administration's proposed Safer, Affordable, Fuel-Efficient Vehicles Rule, also known as SAFE. The administration's proposal from August would end the state's ability to set its own fuel efficiency standards and eliminate sharp increases in fuel economy mandates that had been approved under Mr. Obama. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said that Empire actor Jussie Smollett faked a racist hate letter, as well as a racist and anti-gay attack because he was unhappy with his salary. The actor turned himself into police early Thursday, a day after being charged with felony disorderly conduct for filing a false police report when he claimed to have been the victim of an attack. Mr. Johnson said that Mr. Smollett, who is black and openly gay, paid $3,500 to coordinate the attack. In the weeks before his inauguration, top officials on President Trump's inaugural committee repeatedly sounded alarms about the budget submitted by several vendors. That's according to a review of documents by the Wall Street Journal. Federal prosecutors are probing the committee's dealings with vendors as part of a wide-ranging investigation into the 2017 inaugural committee, according to a subpoena the committee received earlier this month and people familiar with the investigation. Among other matters, prosecutors are reportedly interested in whether any vendors were paid off the books. And bad news for Tesla. Its Model 3 sedan was among six vehicles from U.S. and overseas car makers that lost Consumer Reports' recommended rating due to their declining reliability. According to Consumer Reports, Model 3 owners told the publication that problems included loose body trim and glass defects. Coming up, a new credit card offering from Apple and Goldman Sachs. With both their core businesses struggling, Apple and Goldman Sachs plan to offer a joint credit card paired with new iPhone features to help users manage their money. The card will first be rolled out to employees for testing in the next few weeks, then officially launch later this year. We're joined by Liz Hoffman of The Wall Street Journal. Liz, this Apple-Goldman card, which I assume doesn't yet have a name, how would it work?
So it would carry the Apple Pay brand, and that's Apple's mobile payments app that they've been really trying to push out to get people to use their phones to pay at checkout registers. So look, it would work, you know, like a credit card. You can borrow for short amounts of time, and you have to pay it back, and, you know, it'll have a revolving balance rather than like a mortgage, which has a 30-year term loan, right? This is short-term credit. But these guys are trying to think with a white sheet of paper. The credit card industry has worked pretty much the same way for a really long time. And that's not that helpful for consumers. Many people carry balances. Interest rates are extremely high. Yeah. This has been a pretty predatory business for a long time. And I think both of these companies, without having any legacy businesses and sort of the way things have been done that they have to wrestle with, can think pretty creatively.
Obviously, both Apple and Goldman Sachs hope to generate fresh revenue sources from this card. First, it's part of Apple's push to boost its services business, but a credit card is really the company's first true expansion into the financial sector, isn't it?
I think that's fair. They've been in payments for a long time, yeah. But they're sort of putting their own technology on top of existing payment rails. And so this is their biggest push in, you know, by a long shot. So look, Apple became one of the world's most valuable companies on its hardware. People love the iPhone, but they've sold almost a billion of them. And most people who have an iPhone want one, and people are holding on to those iPhones longer. People don't feel the need to upgrade, especially when the upgrade is $1,000.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see iPhone sales slow down. And so Apple is pushing into services, things like subscription music streaming services, right? Payments. They have a news curation app. They're teaming up with Hollywood studios to produce original content. The idea is they say, well, look, we've got 900 million of these phones out there. Let's try to sell things to the people who have those phones rather than trying to sell them new phones.
And you mentioned app. Isn't this part of Apple's push to boost its wallet app?
So it's been a little bit of a not an unloved business, but you know, it's a wallet that people can upload their existing credit cards to, and you can use it to pay. But people don't spend a lot of time interacting with the wallet. It's like your wallet. It's the place you keep stuff, and you take it out when you need it. They would like to make this more of a financial wellness sort of a landing spot for people who say, well, what should I be doing with my money?
And this is Goldman's first experience at offering a credit card, isn't it? I mean, hasn't it been critical of the credit card industry?
It is. So Goldman is getting into consumer banking broadly over the last 2 years or so. It has a platform called Marcus, and it started off making unsecured personal loans and mostly going after people who had a lot of credit card debt, saying, look, you've got $30,000, $40,000 that you're just rolling month to month and paying 20, 25% on. Come to us, we'll consolidate it for you in a single loan that'll, you know, be paid off at a fixed rate, much lower than that, you know, over a couple of years. To do that, yeah, they had to be pretty critical of credit card debt. You know, the executive in charge of this business was saying things like, basically, credit card debt is junk food. It's okay in small amounts, but when you get hooked on it, it's really bad for you. And so they've got a little bit of a fine line to walk here, but their view is that credit cards are a staple product of retail banking. And if you want to be in that business, you have to have a credit card.
And I would think that with an iPhone integrated credit card, Goldman Sachs would view iPhone users as a gold mine.
That's the idea here. Goldman's biggest problem getting into consumer banking is how to find customers, right? They don't have branches. People aren't going to walk in off the street. And acquiring customers is really expensive. So you can send a lot of direct mail, which they've done. You can pay websites like TurboTax for referrals, which they've done. You can take out Super Bowl ads, which they've done. Their way is they need to find a lot of customers all at once. And Apple has a hugely loyal following among hundreds of millions of users who, in a lot of cases, will launch onto a product simply because it is an Apple product. People who have iPhones tend to have, you know, iPads and iTunes accounts, and they like living in the brand, and they go to the Apple store. And so there's a lot of brand loyalty there that Goldman hopes to tap into.
Now, as far as a credit card network is concerned, which network will these companies be using?
They have to pick a network. You know, Visa is the largest. MasterCard is the next largest. Our understanding is it'll run over MasterCard. And it does a couple of things. They have a pretty big network of merchants. So you can use a MasterCard at a lot of places that, for example, you cannot use a Discover or an American Express. There's a lot of the way, when you swipe a credit card, there's a fee that gets split up a bunch of different ways currently between the bank and the retailer and the network. And a lot of people in the middle kind of take their slice. Apple is hoping to get a much bigger piece of that and has a pretty big bat to swing when it negotiates with financial partners here.
With this new credit card, could Apple encounter some conflict or trouble with other banks, you know, as far as Apple Pay is concerned?
There are some serious discussions happening right now at Chase and Citi over this, I promise. Yeah, look, the issue is that, you know, Apple has contracts with all of these banks to run payments through Apple Pay, and Apple takes a tiny little piece of that. And so, yes, they have a problem there. And you know, we reported that Apple actually considered ways to boost this credit card. One of them was to make it the default in your Apple Wallet, and their contracts with banks say they can't do that. So they need to be careful. Same with Visa and Discover and other networks. There's a lot of entrenched interests here. And I think Apple's view and Goldman's view certainly is, yeah, we're probably going to make some people mad, but when you sort of think of this with like a blank sheet of paper and how should this business work and maybe risk angering some people in the process, but you win some customer points, it's a trade-off, but I think they think it's worth it.
Again, this will soon be tested by, I guess, Apple and Goldman employees. When's the card going to come out?
I'm not entirely sure. It probably depends how testing goes. Apple has a history of trying to launch products at its developer conference, which will be the first week of June, and then they release them in the fall typically. So, look, this has been a big bill. They started talking really about a year and a half ago, and this is part of a broader partnership, I should say.
And this was reported by the Wall Street Journal back then.
It was, back in May. There's a broader partnership that has a couple of different pieces, but basically, like in 2017, Apple went to a bunch of banks and said, we've sort of flirted with banky things. We would like to be more holistic and thoughtful and strategic about it. Can you help us out? And so they ended up going with Goldman. And so, again, there are other pieces. There's an iPhone financing program. So if you want to buy a new iPhone and you can't afford it up front, Goldman will write you a loan for that. There's a couple of pieces. But this has been underway for a long time and is a pretty heavy lift for both of these companies. It's new territory. It's heavily regulated. It is, you know, retail, really. You have to win customers one at a time. And if your product isn't good, people won't use it. Credit cards are extremely competitive. There's been a rewards points sort of arms race going on. You have to give consumers a really good reason when they can get a card almost anywhere.
Wall Street Journal reporter Liz Hoffman. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.